The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Telling Jason, I think I'm actually more excited about visiting New Orleans for the weekend than I am the game. Not that, and let me clarify, because I'm also scared and nervous about the game.
Yeah. So then that makes you want to eat.
Yes. And I can think of nothing better than to A, celebrate a wonderful Kings victory and finally getting over the hump. And then having a day. Mm-hmm. We'll have all day Saturday. We're coming back Sunday. Sunday, excuse me.
You're already getting excited.
I'm already getting heartburn. Heartburn.
No.
Or if I have to be anywhere for the heartbreak and devastation, if things should go the other way.
It's one of your favorite cities.
It is mine. I mean, other than obviously my hometown. Mm-hmm. It is my favorite city in America. I love New Orleans. I love every
Interesting. It's not everybody's favorite. Mm-mm. I really enjoy it, but there's family connections and different things. But yeah.
There's a lot of people that it's dirty and sticky and lame.
Oh, there's parts of that for sure.
Sure. Yes.
That's factual.
And I guess the other weird thing is I don't drink.
Yeah, so I'm with
not,
you.
I'm
yeah.
not, I'll go to Bourbon Street.
Trip is being ruined on you guys.
Different experience.
We will. I like to people watch.
Oh, it's a great people watching town.
It's wonderful. Yeah. It's amazing. You go around the corner and here's three 12-year-old kids with drumsticks and a detergent bucket upside mm-hmm. down playing these amazing drum bits. Then you go around another corner. Oh, here's a couple guys with a trumpet and a clarinet. Yeah.
Over here, they're doing voodoo and reading your palm.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Jackson Square. They're putting on performances all day.
Everything.
Yeah. Hey, that had nothing to do with Jackson. Jackson did it. I never put that together because of the roots. I didn't know. And then obviously.
But we've taken many pictures of Jackson in Jackson Square.
Yeah. Named after Jackson, your son.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know why they have the guy on the horse there. Yeah, that makes no sense. Jackson loves horses.
Yes.
So maybe there's a tie in there. Yeah. But the beignets, the tour. These are tour stuff. But for me, gumbo, jambalaya, beignets, pralines, all that stuff. Amazing.
Incredible.
You ever in class, the people, you guys know what gleeking is?
Yes.
Okay. It's when you can do the thing with your tongue and a little stream of spit flies out. People would gleek out.
What?
Never heard of this?
No.
Okay. So.
Was this an 80s, 90s thing?
There are people in this world. Jason's trying to do it.
I can't do it anymore.
I can do it if I have something tart in my mouth. Or if I'm thinking of food like a dog, which is where I was going. But just to educate young Chris over here. Yeah, to gleek or a gleeker.
What a weird thing.
It really is. And there are people that were in school with us that were pro gleekers.
Yes.
And
long shots.
You basically pump your tongue down in your mouth in this weird way. Jason's still trying to do it. And from one of your salival glands, a squirt of saliva would come out in a little stream. So
it's like a spitting cobra.
It really is kind of like a spitting cobra. It's not like somebody normally spitting it's not like that. It's
a little
squirt.
Spray. Yeah.
And so some dude go around gleeking on people. Yeah. Oh,
why it was called gleeking, but as soon
I don't
as you said
know.
I haven't thought of gleeking in
guarantee
forever.
You there's a bunch of people in here that know what gleeking is.
Mm, gross.
100%.
Yeah. But it's right. You got me.
My point was I've been borderline, I can feel myself being able to gleek because my mouth is so...
gleekful.
I am. You remember that show with the singers, Gleek, on 40?
Uh-huh.
I can't... The muffuletta sandwich is the greatest sandwich in the history of time. If you don't agree, argue with a wall. I don't care. It is the
Come
best.
Here, wall.
And you can and I've never had a good one outside of New Orleans. The
I've not seen that. I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they are too.
But they're there.
It's the bread that you can't duplicate out here. I brought back a jar of the top. They have an olive tapenade they put on. God knows how many cold cuts. I think
stacks of them.
It really is, because the muffaletta sandwich.
It's a meal, like two meals.
It's like the when you go to New York and you get the pastrami. Like it, you look at it and you're like $24 for a sandwich.
Too much.
Yeah, it feeds four.
Yeah,
literally feeds like you can feed
some
four.
Some people pay rent to live in it.
For real, you're not eating a muffaletta sandwich by yourself.
Right.
That being said, screw New Orleans.
Yeah, go Kings.
Because the Pelicans and Kings play, remember, that's a 6:30 start right here in the Sporty 1140. Without Zion Williamson, which they will not have on Friday, so far this year, Jason, you had the staff do this research.
Yes.
They are 7-5 this season without him.
Yeah, but who have they defeated?
Well, let's take a look. A lot of really good teams like the Pistons by 4.
Okay.
The Wizards by 20.
Well, they're not good.
The Blazers by 9.
They're not good.
The Rockets by 11.
Okay.
Didn't make the playoffs, though.
Yeah.
The Mavericks by 10.
They're pretty good.
The Cavs by 19.
They're also pretty good.
And the Kings by 33.
You said 33. Was it 3?
The Kings by Larry Bird.
33.
Wasn't he 33?
Yeah. Yeah, led by 50.
Now they lost.
Okay.
7-5. They lost by to the Spurs by 2.
Hmm.
Timberwolves by 1.
Okay.
Timberwolves by 21.
Hmm.
The Jazz by 5, which, again, can I just reiterate something? I don't even think they have Jazz in Utah.
They're not allowed.
Can they?
They're not allowed.
Right. It's illegal. Yeah. Like, I don't know if they have Pelicans in Utah, but can
just a little swap, name swap.
How are they not the New Orleans Jazz? How did that not happen?
What would you name Utah?
The Salts.
Ladies and gentlemen, here come your Salts.
Wait, what if you named them the Utah Slicks? Because SLC, Salt Lake City, Slicks. Like, hey, I'm a slick. And you have like the Slamsons, like a big old oil. Like, I'm Slicky the Slick. He's like an oil slick.
Snow?
Utah Snows? Informer. No, different snow.
What would mountains?
The mountains. Well, I mean, God, they're known for, honestly, they should be the Lakers more than
the
Lakers.
The Lakers. Yeah.
Salt Lake.
No, you need multiple lakes.
Well, the Utah Laker. Anyways, lost to the Jazz by 5 and the Thunder by 24.
Okay. So it can be done.
It can be done. Now, let's talk about do.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about morning or dog.
Okay.
Okay, I'm talking DUE.
So who's due?
Who is due? Because the Pelicans have lost 6 straight home games.
Right now?
Active? They have gone streaking, and they are up to 6.
That's the wrong time.
It's the wrong time. Well, maybe part of the problem is 4 people go to their games.
Yeah, can they make it 7?
Can they make it 7? I'd be a fan of that. But, why am I yelling like this? But they have also beaten the Kings 5 straight.
Yeah.
One of those streaks is going down Friday.
So the losing streak is what? Boston, Phoenix, Orlando, San Antonio.
San Antonio.
2 to the Lakers.
New York City. Yeah, 2 to the Lakers. One of them's. Guys, please stop coming up with Utah names.
Oh, we've got some good entries.
I want to, yet am just not really comfortable reading.
Well, that rhymes.
It does.
With Utah.
I'll just give Peg Junk. That's the
Peg Junk.
That's the hand. I'll just say you made me laugh. Let me, you did. I got to remember our jobs here. So, yeah, anyways. This is what happens to the radio show when I at least am just really.
You're dreaming of New Orleans.
I am, and I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting to get, like, I'm still buoyed by the Kings win over the Warriors.
Just keep remembering that.
Yeah,
feeling of complete domination of Golden State.
But also, like, oh, God. You couldn't have beat the Lake.
Imagine so what scenario, what team. Realistically, I'm not saying, hey, the Kings are... Well, no. I could open this question. They have to go somewhere to play Friday on the road. I'm not asking you for a location preference, a team preference.
You're saying
you'd feel less nervous.
Lakers?
Less?
That
much less?
I'm not going to lie. I would definitely be nervous.
Because the joke would be, oh, Detroit. Well, right. I mean, but yes, I'd rather them play them.
I would rather play the team we're 4-0 against than the team we're 0-5
against. I know.
Against. Now, because I'm just trying
to. I'd have nerves. I mean, would too. They match up better. But
all right, Jason, as we break, I'll tell you what. Current playoff or play-in teams in the Western Conference that I would feel more less nervous than playing the New Orleans Pelicans. Okay. This is a one-off on the road.
Right.
The Thunder.
Okay.
The Timberwolves.
Okay.
The Clippers.
All right, so you skipped Denver. Got it.
I did skip Denver. The Suns.
You skipped the Mavs.
I did.
Okay.
No, you know what? I'd feel less nervous playing the Mavs on the road. I'm not saying we'd win.
Okay.
The Lakers. I think Denver, and again, maybe Dallas, but here's the funny thing. I would rather go play the Lakers at Staples Crypto, whatever the hell, in a one-off than go to Houston and play the Rockets.
Okay. Would you rather have to go to New Orleans on Friday and play the Pelicans, who you haven't defeated, or have to go back and play the Warriors on Friday in San Francisco after what you just did to them?
That is the exact two. You've got two opposite questions going on. You just destroyed the Warriors.
Right.
How are they going to turn around and beat you a couple nights later versus this team has destroyed you five straight times in a record point differential? How are you possibly going to find a way to beat them? I think considering the injury situation, probably I'd be less nervous about the Pelicans in that situation.
Okay.
I don't like this game. We'll take a break. It's stressing me out. When we come back, don't go away. This is like a 30-second break here. I'm just going to tell you about a friend of mine here. But could the Kings' secret weapon to get into the playoffs be hockey? What the hell am I talking about?
You'll explain.
Will I explain?
Maybe.
I'll explain after. I don't have the energy.
You need some energy.
I do. I'm going to go to my friends at American Energy Heating and Air, who right now, they want you. They've got an electric offer for you. See what I did there? They have an electric offer for you because they want you to switch to electric. Hey, you know what? PG&E, that's what I say. That's what I say. That's what a lot of people say. Get them out of your life. Break up with PG&E. Switch to electric and save big with American Energy. And get ahead of those spiking energy bills this summer with up to $9,000 in rebates on a new ultra-high-efficiency comfort system. Now, American Energy is providing these huge rebates from SMUD up to $9,000. $9,000. And they'll do all the paperwork. They'll do it all for you. You ever try to get a rebate on, like, a coffee maker or something, and you have to, like, include the barcode and write down your kids' names, send it. You have to go to the one FedEx place, but not near 15 miles of your house, and get it notarized to get that $10 back. Well, this is up to $9,000, and they will do all of the paperwork for you. They've done it before. They know what to do. And there's spring specials as well that you can take advantage of by installing one of many incredibly efficient AC options available to you right now. Get rid of those fluctuating gas bills in the winter and switch to year-round all-electric with American Energy. Let them perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis and see where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. These guys are the best. I've told you about them for years. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990 or AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy, making the uncomfortable comfortable. 30-second break. We're right back. Sackdown Sports.
Carmichael Dave.
He has very good sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sackdown Sports.
Sixers might be
they might give an assist.
Yeah.
And the Flyers.
And the Flyers. That's the Philadelphia Flyers. The Broad Street Bullies, some call them.
Yes,
they
do.
Or is that Boston? No, that's Philly, right?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either. Because of a stadium conflict between the Sixers and Flyers, the Kings were actually supposed to play Wednesday night. But instead, Jason, they got moved to Tuesday.
Yes.
And now they get an extra day of rest
yeah.
to get ready for the Pelicans.
So, I mean, the way it would have worked, right, is we would have had one, wait an extra day. We also would have already known a full day in advance yes. that, oh, man, winter gets New Orleans, which the Warriors weren't happy about either.
They were not.
So, instead, it was the same night, and you just, I mean, I don't even think they officially knew before tip-off. It was just game on and go play. But it would have been last night. Now today's travel day. Instead, it was, you know, you win, celebrate, get some time, prep, figure out, find out officially that Zion's out. And I don't know. I don't know if it's truly an advantage, but I think it helps a little bit to know and having an extra day to get ready for New Orleans.
Also sets up a, you know, not a weird situation, but imagine, so you're the Kings right now. I imagine this is how it would go. I can't see how it wouldn't. They're packing for, like, to be gone for almost a week.
Correct.
Because
yeah, they optimistically want to be coming home Wednesday night after game two.
Right. And that way, they if they beat the Pelicans, mm-hmm. they'll go straight from there to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Which is about an hour, hour and a half flight. And they'll stay there for their game one would be, I believe, Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Game two, Tuesday, I think?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, oof.
Yeah.
And then probably fly back after Wednesday night. So,
right.
So they'll be gone. You know, they're leaving today, Thursday. So they're hoping
yeah.
that they're gone a week.
First round is stretched out. Game three, if it, you know, if the Kings make it back here, their first game back home wouldn't be until Saturday, a week from Saturday.
Remember earlier when we were talking about sports betting and somebody who knows things texted me some of the counterpoints. I always try to throw this out there
yeah.
just in case. Hey, if there's somebody out there that knows things, as my cell number, really would love to know an update on Malik Monk. I just want to know. I know they said they'd evaluate him in like 4 weeks,
yeah.
which is what, next week, you said?
Yes.
But here's my simple question. Is there a chance Malik Monk could play against Oklahoma City?
Mm-hmm.
Is there, and if so, are they, is that like if it goes seven, is, could he
yeah.
be ready to go at the beginning? But I think it'd be fun to know. And although that being said, if I'm being honest, you know what? Screw that. Don't tell me. Here's why. What advantage is there? You know, now the Kings would officially have to designate him.
Right.
But here's the question I actually have. Now, you just have to, guys got to appear on the injury report. Couldn't they just put him on the injury report as, like, questionable every day?
Sure. We could, in theory.
And,
like, I mean, I know they, what was it, you know, the Lakers had listed LeBron and AD as questionable for that game 82, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right.
They're playing.
They're playing.
And they played.
And with Malik, in Malik's case, obviously, if he's getting close, well, then you just alerted everybody by it because it'd be a big deal if all, oh, Malik Monk's on the injury yeah. report is questionable. Like, that always happens when somebody's been out and they show up.
But if you kept doing it and he didn't play, you're
right.
Like, oh, I don't know. If
he's yeah, playing. They don't know. I mean, there's really no advantage into talking about it because then you let the other team, obviously, their schemes change a little bit if Malik yeah. Monk's not playing.
Yeah.
So screw it. Don't tell anyone. Just have him. You know what? Here's my vote. Kings win against the Pelicans. They go to Oklahoma City. He's not ready for game one and two. And he's not even on the bench for game three. But you list him as questionable for all the games.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, let's say
out of the tunnel.
8 minutes into the first. And then all of a sudden, Malik comes out just.
Was that his signal?
Yeah. It's like Rocky, but
yeah.
for Monk.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes to center court and just rips off his warm-ups. And the crowd goes insane. Oh, I forgot a question I was going to ask you on Wednesday after the game. There was a point during the Warriors-Kings game where Keegan hit a three, and everyone was like, ah. And then I think it was the next play, Keegan was under the basket on offense, and he was like pump faking a couple times, went up, got fouled, and went to the line. And I turned to one of the people I was with, and I was like, you know, what would the noise level be in this place if the following happened? Keegan under the basket, Draymond and Looney or whoever are jumping, trying to block his shot. Keegan goes up, gets fouled, but dunks it, holds on with both hands, and then gets off and does a huge flex and yell to the crowd. Like just, Aah! Like he's like a lot of, like Sabonis would do mm-hmm. every time. That I think that arguably would be the biggest pop that building has seen since Bogdan Bogdanovich's game-winning three.
It'd be stunning because it's just out of character.
People would be passing out in the seats like if they just saw the Beatles. Like, I don't know what.
That's weird.
All right. They're so excited, blood pressure, instant drop.
Yeah.
If Keegan ever did that at home, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And just showed up, like, pulled his jersey to the side. You see this, like, big cobweb tat on his right pec or something that nobody knew he had. I had this dream that, like, every part of Keegan Murray that isn't covered by the jersey is just all ink.
Yeah.
Just all tatted out. It's like the opposite of, you know.
Of what you think.
He just basically has like a tat bikini.
He has a tat of his brother.
Yeah. You think, by the way, any chance you think they switched in the Blazers game?
I don't know.
So
I just think that's the one thing that kind of triggers him. Because someone said something, I think he smiled or some little back and forth he had with his brother in the Portland game. He's like, yeah, he's just annoying.
Being annoying.
I'm like, it's the one thing that kind of, he's annoying.
I just honestly wish, I feel like his brother would. I don't think Keegan would, but I wish they were mischievous enough to where, I think it would just for warm-ups. Dude. Switch, just come out in each other's warm-ups. And just warm up with the other team and see if anyone caught it.
Well, next time we talk to Fox, I had that thought, too, on that night or that day because I think Chris was the captain or Blazers really had nobody.
Right.
And Fox was out there and whatever the little small talk they do with the refs and the basketball or whatever.
Yeah.
And Fox was looking at him. I in my mind, I was wondering what was in his mind. Like, gosh, you really do look like him. Like,
Yeah.
But I wondered what Fox thought.
I honestly think that would be an interesting – we should – this is where I wish I was at the game. It'd be an interesting question to ask each player individually. Yeah. Do you think if Chris and Keegan switched warm-ups and came out, you've been around Keegan long enough, and I'd be really interested in Fox's answer.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be able to pick it off at some point that it was Chris Murray? And if so, how long would it take you to? Because I feel like I feel like if you know them and you're around them every day, I feel like you could tell them apart.
Yes.
Because I look at Chris sometimes, I'm like, you're pretty much Keegan, but also it's like bizarro Keegan.
Mm-hmm.
I see one of them to grow a mustache goatee.
Yeah.
Just go for it. We'll take a break when we come back. What to watch tonight and much more as we clean up the show. And your phone calls at 1-800-920-1140 next.
Black and purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on your local sports leader,
Sacktown Sports.
Chris says we have to go quick.
Gross.
Title of Welcome back. Well, here we go. Fine. You want us to go quit? Great. What to watch? Diamondbacks and Giants tonight.
That's it. Get yourself ready.
We'll take a break. Not really a lot to watch tonight, is there? No. That's lame.
We could listen to JR, though.
JR? Oh, JR! Thank you, Jason. Yeah. Good morning, JR.
What's up, you pathetic Pelicans? Hey, is the Pelican mascot the worst mascot in the league or what?
Remember when they had the scary one?
Remember the scary one, J-Ross?
Yes.
Yeah, he was scary.
What about the Clippers?
Yeah, the Clippers paperclip is dumb.
Yeah, pretty dumb there. But the Pelican, come on.
I mean, seriously. I'll say this. Rocky Denver, the Nuggets mascot, once passed out on the way down from the ceiling. That was pretty interesting.
So. Tough.
That's pretty awesome, though. I mean, that's well done. And, of course, Slamson's the greatest of all.
Yes,
of
all. Facts.
Pretty pathetic. Two things with our boy Keegan. First of all, when they were playing Sunday, they were there, and I just crack up. A brother on brother, twin brother, guarding each other. I, you know, that level of sports is like phenomenal. I'd be like a receiver in DB, or you know, maybe a forward and a back in soccer or hockey. Just the thought of sitting there and watching those two stare each other down, like, okay, bro, let's go. At the professional level, blows me away.
Yeah. Do you think they recognize him though?
I don't know. NBAs aren't the smartest guys, so I don't know. But real quick, this is something I just found out from Scott Moog. This is for you, Jay. I don't know why more people don't do this. When you go to any place in Sacramento and you have to order something that they call your name out, Starbucks, Panera, whatever, you always say Keegan. And then when they call you out, you look at them and go, Murray. And you look around and you say, hey. And you see who smiles and gives you the thumbs up. Because everyone loves you, except for your wife when you do it for like the 10th time. But other than that, everyone in Sacramento loves you when you do it. We're bringing home the win on Friday. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to do that in New Orleans.
Exactly.
I'm going to get my morning Big Nay and chicory coffee and be like, Keegan Murray.
I've got a question, guys.
Yeah.
If the Kings win on Friday, and I'm saying if, I'm not saying that's going to happen. Yeah. But if it were to happen, do you guys just travel with the Kings for the rest of the postseason?
To keep it going?
Yeah.
That's more of a you thing, because I think I am.
Yeah, I think Jason is. Ooh. Yeah, you know what? After the show, I'm going to go talk to our general manager and see if he can budget that in. I'm sure he'll say yes.
I think you know people in high places.
Yeah, I...
Let's see if we can budget that in after some other things get budgeted.
It's one or the other, Chris.
Yeah, I
think he could watch it at home now.
I think me traveling with the team is a far higher priority. Rocky the Mountain Lion, Clutch the Rocket Bear in Houston.
Rocket Bear.
There's Stuff the Magic Dragon.
Rocket Bear. There is Stuff the Magic Dragon. I'm going to have Rocket Bear in my head all stinking day now. Stuff the Magic Dragon, Pierre the, who is that, by the way? That's, the Magic Derp. Pierre the Pelican, Hugo the Hornet, Bernie the Heat, I guess Bernie is just the, who the hell is Franklin the Dog?
Oh, that's
the
Philly.
Sixers.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Philly, I was watching that game last night, and after the game, they have, you know, they have their own theme song. It's back from the 70s. Here's a deep dive. There was a guy that used to do odd jobs for the old owner of the Sixers back in the 70s. And, set up promotions and do, Simone does a lot of stuff around here. She does everything she's asked. And this guy was like the Simone of the Sixers in the 70s. So
the Simixers.
The Simixers. So the owner finds out that he has a little garage band he plays and says, hey, come up with I'd like to play like a little theme song. And so he liked it, and then it caught on. And then when they sold the team, it went away. And then there was a sports host like us back in, I think, the early to mid 2000s that unearthed the song again. And now they play it after every single game. After every single win, I should say. And it's called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Sixers. And why is it not playing? This is up. I'm not muted. Okay. All right, this is Sixers win song. It's a hell of a catchy song.
You're saying that was made in the 70s? Because it's hard to tell.
But I also thought that I had heard it before. And at first I thought, well, wait a minute. Am I thinking of G Love and Special Sauce, which back in 94 did a song called I-76, which had something about the Sixers.
And who was that?
G Love and Special Sauce.
Okay.
You know the song Rodeo Clowns by Jack Johnson? Maybe not. No.
Of course.
That's the original writer of the song. G Love's, you guys don't. Okay. Listen to some G Love and Special Sauce. Anyways.
I thought it was Glove.
But then Glove and Special Sauce? That's a whole different thing. Then I thought, well, wait a minute. This does sound a little familiar. Not exact, but something that I had heard before. Did I mute this? Why am I mute? Did you mute me, Chris? No? You
didn't. It's up in here.
Hello. Up in here, up in here.
Up in here, up in here. Let me try this again. God, this whole segment's going to garbage here. Toilets. Because I think we should...
Look, I found the place your life is going, in the garbage.
Hey, when I say, did you mute me, Chris, I meant, did I mute myself? And the answer is yes. Anyways, I think we should have our own song. And once again, I would submit this one. After every win, everyone sing along. You'd probably come in a little bit later.
Big old jet airliner.
Everybody in Gold One. By the way, these guys are, I think, from Sweden.
Yeah.
They've never been here.
You're feeling lonely.
Feeling lonely.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Until the sudden feeling here inside you starts to grow.
Where are you at?
You're in Sacramento, a wonderful town.
Sing, sing. Kings, kings, king, kings. Just telling you, dude. Like... I don't think, and by it's a band called
it's definitely enough for me, dog.
You know what? You shut up, Randy. It's a band called Middle of the Road. This came out in 72. They might all be dead, but if they're not,
bring them in.
What are they doing?
Singing.
They're either worm food or they're available.
That's the song you want after Kings wins.
Chris, there's not a lot of Sacramento songs out there, okay? I'm trying here. There's just not a lot. You can't see all of Gold One Center going, sing, sing, ding, sing, sing. And then everybody kind of sings it, but then when they get to the Sacramento part, they all extra sing it. It'd be amazing. Whatever, you guys. Said the DeMontis and Bliss chant wouldn't work. When we come back, crosstalk with Styles and Watkins. There's a lot to pack in, Jason, to today's crosstalk. With Styles and Watkins.
You need a little extra time? A little extra something?
I would say we're going to need... It's going to be a very thick crosstalk between all of us. Yeah, it's good. But it's going to be a non-surgical thick. An Alan thick. Robin thick. Huh? Yeah, Alan Styles coming in. He's thick with muscle. Alan's a girthy dude. All that gym work. That's a compliment. But not everybody can be girthy like that. And all the surveys say that that circumference is a big time thing when it comes to insecurity in the bedroom. Be secure. Flip the script with your partner. Well, how can I do that, Dave? Well, I'll tell you. My good friend Dr. Jack Friedlander in Roseville and Dr. Pash in San Francisco at UpsizeMatters.com. Let me lay it out for you. It's non-surgical. It's virtually pain-free. It's safe. It's effective. It's long-lasting. It's semi-permanent. And these are doctors, okay? Medical doctors performing this procedure. Doctors! Now, here's how it works. You make the discreet phone call. You go in for your very private and discreet consultation. I get it. Not everybody wants to be like, I'm going to the girth store. No, that's your business. You go in and you can have the procedure. You go, yeah, oh my God, it's that easy? Okay, cool. Have the procedure done the same day as your consultation. That's it. UpsizeMatters.com. Dr. Jack, Dr. Pash, they'll take care of you. You'll walk out of there and be just a whole new world and singing the hills are alive with the sound of girth for you. UpsizeMatters.com. UpsizeMatters.com. Hey, get your girth on. Crosstalk. Styles Watkins next.
It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines, the biggest stories,
hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Yee! What the hell was that?
That's Bay Area.
Hey!
Yee!
Dude, mm-hmm. And I mean that, you know, you are in better shape and far more fashionable.
I heard it.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I hadn't seen you yet. That is like, honestly, that is some 90s ass stuff you're wearing. I love that. The color, your shirt. You got that is a 90s color scheme going
I was born 1990.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. I started this.
You started that?
I was born in it.
Like, I feel like you should have, like, that would go good with, like, some Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or,
See, I went Vans today.
Ah, you did.
Because I'm wearing shorts, and I can't do the Jordans with shorts. My legs aren't long enough. You know? So I have to go low tops.
There's a procedure for that.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Yeah. You know, it's like $10,000 an inch. I'm talking, well.
Hello.
Anyway. Don't cut that.
Too late.
Oh, I'm sure he won't.
Say that to Chris and he won't.
Hey, Chris Watkins. right here, buddy.
Whoa. Okay.
It's National High Five Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Has somebody yet put together a supercut of all of Tiger Woods' high fives throughout his career?
How bad
they
are.
I need that. The worst high fives you will ever see. Yeah. Ever.
High fives can be awkward.
Have you ever noticed that? Tiger Woods has yet to one time have a good high five.
Because you do the hold after.
The whole thing and all that. And I'm not talking about Tiger's awkwardness at like the waist management when he hit the hole in one and he did the one-handed raise the roof.
Oh, yeah.
But he did it like he was spasming kind of. Like Tiger's just not good with the I need a super cut of that.
How often are you high-fiving if it's not sports-related or kid-related?
Okay, so a question. I'm glad you asked. Does this count? Because I don't high-five a lot anymore. Mm-hmm. Does it count when you see someone? Oh, we're just going to have to demonstrate this. I'm sorry. It's going to be awkward. I apologize. Can you stand up, please?
Sure.
You and I are friends. We haven't seen each other in a while. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I oh my God, Alan, haven't seen you in a while, and
that's a dab.
Is that a high five?
Okay,
that was low, bro. Hug.
That's a dab.
Okay, so that's like a cousin, but not in the
that's not a high five.
Not in the branch. No. Okay, well then I don't ever.
That's what I'm saying. You don't really do. You're high fiving kiddos, or you're high fiving in a game.
When was the last time you did the thing, like the actual high, like where you put your palms out and the dude just slaps them and then you say,
only when 10, I play you know. Beach volleyball.
Right. Yeah.
Give me 10.
Kings game, because we were sitting in a different area because of the playoffs and all the extra media. We were with the people and everybody was high-fiving, but outside of a sporting event.
Okay, I high-fived a bunch at the game. You're right, but you said other than that. All right. By the way, tickets to get in for the Pelicans Kings is low as $11.
They were $14 yesterday.
Come join us.
Let's do it.
We'll both be there tomorrow.
I kicked the tires.
Yeah.
I'm going.
900 round trip for Tavish.
I kicked the tires and they kicked me back.
Celebrity birthdays brought to you by Crumble Cookies. They'll kick you back with yum yum flavor. Mm-hmm. Crumble Cookies, they're the ones for me. Jason Ross.
Happy birthday today to Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Be careful here. He's also a vert. Be careful here. I'm going to say 63.
Is he going to hit us?
I think older than
Watch
you.
Watch out.
Oh. I'm be very
I
careful.
Love that Conan's back in the news and making rounds. I'm going to say 60.
Yeah, I'll say 62.
57.
We've got a tie. 61.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Courtney Kardashian.
Ah.
Which one is she?
That's the one with Scott.
You're not keeping up?
I'm not keeping up with the.
I got that.
Kourtney Kardashian is 32. Ooh.
I think she's. Well, Jason's laughing, so I think she's 42.
Wow. 43.
38.
45.
Jeez. Ooh.
32. Ooh. Happy birthday to Miguel Cabrera.
Ah, oh, wow. Triple Crown winner. Two time.
Miguel Cabrera is 41.
Miguel Cabrera, I think he played for a while, so actually I'm going to say he's 44.
42.
41 sounds good.
Okay, we have a correct 41. Answer.
I think he's older.
41. Oh, that's correct. That you and Chris.
Yeah, that's right. He's 41, guys. And who did you say it was his birthday today, but it's not? Earlier in the show. You're like, okay, he's coming up with celebrity birthdays.
I forgot.
Okay, well, we'll take a break. Styles Watkins. Styles Watkins. Yeah, you're going to take over?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Kings talk, getting everybody ready. Pelicans, how will they win? And some crazy numbers on CJ McCollum.
Crazy numbers?
Honestly.
Okay, I'm sticking around for that then. I'm not even getting in my car. I'm going to stay right here and listen to Styles and Watkins, the fastest growing radio show in the history of radio. Thanks to Chris and everybody. Like the beam. Bye-bye now.
Turkey sausage!